Okay. Take numero dos.
Okay.
Media plays a major role in creating our idea of the world. As cultivation theory states, the more exposure one has to media images, the more likely that their perceptions of reality will be distorted. Or, the more media you consume, the more you believe it to be a part of your reality. This can lead to people creating an identity and behaviors towards ideas shown in the media, which can be done consciously or subconsciously. This is becoming an increasing problem with the amount of people online and with the amount of time spent online. Hours spent online have more than doubled from 2005 to 2020. The reason I say this is becoming an increasing problem is because of how cultivation theory works. Due to the amount of people being online, this means that more people are prone to being caught out by the deceptions of the media. What I mean by this is that the media can put up shocking titles, but through cultivation theory and over time, those titles can become the norm and people believe it to be reality. Things like adverts and how companies advertise their products is a perfect example of how the media can manipulate yours and everyone else's thoughts. Taking a look at these ads from the 1950s for cigarettes, you can see how vast the difference is between now and then. And the beliefs back then were that cigarettes were good for you because of the adverts made for them. There are no mistakes. The advertising added a doctor in it, although a physician. Physician? Yeah, okay. The advertising added a doctor in it, although a physician, they added it in because of the stigma they hold. Meaning a doctor, obviously. So what does the media gain from this? Well, the short answer is money, but I guess a better question would be, who does this? Who is the media? I like this quote by the late Robin Williams. Politicians should wear sponsor jackets like NASCAR. I'll try and explain this simply so that it isn't boring. The media is lying. Why? To gain money. Why? Because money is good and everyone wants money. So who wants the money? Corporations and business. So who wants the money? Corporations and businesses. How can they lie? Well, through the ads. So then, who allows the lying? Well, that would be politicians, who also get money for allowing the lies slash ease of working within laws. A great recent example is between Elon Musk and Donald Trump, very well-known names. Let's start that again. Elon funded Trump's presidential campaign, and in return, Trump would be more lax on space travel laws. Why? Because Elon Musk owns SpaceX, and I don't feel like that needs any more clarification. Anyway, moving on swiftly from politics, because I only care about what it can mean about the media that is shared. I feel like I could change that. Anyway, moving swiftly on from politics because I only care about the example. I only care about the example. No, I can change that to something else. I'll figure it out. The Kuleshov effect. Show Alfred Hitchcock clip about montage theory. The reason for me showing this clip and effect is to show a specific technique that the media can use on the audience to manipulate a story. Here is an example of how this can happen. Joe Rogan clip. This is completely out of context. Here is an interview. I need to explain that though. I need to. This effect can be used completely out of context by purely by chopping up some individual clips, putting them together, and creating a story slash narrative through the edits. Okay, I'll write that down after listening. Here is an interview I had with some people where I asked some questions about where they get their news from. Play interview. The questions were, where do you get your news from? How credible do you think it is? After looking at the results I got, ultimately, TikTok... No, after looking at the results I got, I see a lot of TikTok. Ultimately, TikTok is bad and news outlets like the BBC are better because there are guidelines that they must follow. But that doesn't stop them from sticking to an agenda. Guidelines that the American news outlets use are more relaxed, which allows them to play with how they present the news a bit more. Okay. Guidelines that the American news outlets use are a bit more relaxed, which allow them to play with how they present the news a bit more. For the BBC, if they give the wrong information, they must publicly... For the BBC, if they give the wrong information, they must publicly apologise. But, saying that, there have been some criticisms of the BBC, like editing some things out. Editing some things out that may set a certain narrative about someone, and then unfairly giving people interviews and not someone else. They may only give facts, but they may not give all the facts. Going back to TikTok, TikTok allows for things to be taken out easier with short-form media through the use of short-form media. This paired with a short attention span across the population allows for misinformation to be spread with ease. The main takeaway I want from this is that in this age of information and technology, it's easy to think that because of all the information there is, that no one would try to deceive. Yet arguably, we're in the era where it's happening more than ever. And with technology advancing, it's becoming even more difficult to decipher between what's real and what isn't. So with that in mind, be safe and be aware. Ching. Okay. Okay, under 8 minutes. That's pretty good. Not bad. Definitely some work that needs to be done in terms of wording, but the time on it is pretty good, and I'd say it flows pretty well, but I need to explain why I've used the Kuleshov effect. Why I've spoken about it. That will allow for the interview to go easier. Well, why the implementation of the Kuleshov effect montage theory has been added in. So then it makes more sense. And people learn something. And that they should be wary of, like, editing. Maybe I should say that as well, that look out for, like, editing and stuff, because that happens a lot in short form media.